Joe Palca. The Islamic State group said Tuesday, without providing evidence, that it was responsible for a series of blasts in Sri Lanka that killed more than 300 people and injured hundreds of others on Easter Sunday. Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe.
There has also been a communique issued, a news story coming in from Cairo, that the ISIS has claimed responsibility. All that we knew earlier was that there were foreign links and that this could not have been done just locally.
Also Tuesday, Sri Lanka's Minister of Defense told Parliament that those who carried out the attacks were in retaliation for attacks at two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand last month. A police spokesman said 40 people have been taken into custody in connection with the massacre. A national day of mourning has been declared a day after officials disclosed that warnings had been received weeks ago of the possibility of an attack by the radical Muslim group blamed for the bloodshed. One of the survivors of the violence, Sudesh Kalon, described what it was like to discover the bodies of his wife and daughter on a church floor.
Just saw my daughter on the floor, and I tried to lift her up. It's already exactly the same. Next, my wife is there.
The death toll from Sunday's bombings is at least 320. Beijing has lashed out at a U.S. decision to impose sanctions on countries that buy Iranian oil, warning that it will intensify turmoil in the Middle East and in the international energy market. The White House announced on April 22nd that the United States will not renew exemptions granted in 2018 to five buyers of Iranian oil, top customer China, as well as India, Turkey, South Korea, and Japan, pressuring importers to stop buying from Tehran. This is VOA News. Myanmar's Supreme Court on Tuesday rejected the final appeal of two Reuters journalists and upheld seven-year prison sentences for their reporting on the military's brutal crackdown on Rohingya Muslims. Wat Lone and Kyo So-woo earlier this month shared with their colleagues the Pulitzer Prize for International Reporting, one of journalism's highest honors. Myanmar's military launched a brutal counterinsurgency campaign in the western state of Rakhine in 2017, driving more than 700,000 members of Muslim Rohingya minority to flee to Bangladesh. The official death toll has risen to 11 following a 6.1 magnitude quake in Pampanga, located on the main northern Philippine island of Luzon. Rescuers found more bodies overnight. Another 6.4 magnitude quake struck Tuesday on the island of Sara. No reports of damages or casualties have been made. Sudan's military rulers, who've been leading the country since the removal of President Omar al-Bashir earlier this month, vowed on Monday they aim to form a civilian government as soon as possible. Lieutenant General Shamseldin Kibashi, the spokesman for the country's Transitional Military Council, told reporters that the Military Transitional Council confirms it is talking to groups with various viewpoints to reach a clear agreement on the demands of the transitional period and the naming of a prime minister and forming a civil government as soon as possible. The statement comes as tensions escalated on Monday after talks broke down between protesters and the country's military rulers. Former White House lawyer Don McGahn has been subpoenaed to appear before a House panel. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
According to the Mueller report, McGahn told investigators he declined to follow up on a call from President Trump on June 17, 2017, directing him to remove Special Counsel Robert Mueller. With some Democrats calling for impeachment proceedings, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is counseling members to go after facts. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. President Trump is making a state visit in June to Britain, where he'll be meeting with Queen Elizabeth as well as Prime Minister Theresa May. A White House statement says the President and First Lady Melania Trump accepted the invitation of Her Royal Majesty Queen Elizabeth II to visit the United Kingdom. It said the visit will reaffirm the steadfast and special relationship between the United States and Britain. While in Britain, the Trumps will attend a ceremony in Portsmouth to commemorate the 75th anniversary of D-Day, the invasion by Allied forces that helped defeat the Nazis in World War II. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
The Voice of OAA 1.